This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. USA Today published another general aviation hit piece in its Monday edition, and AOPA has responded. While the Obama administration ponders how much to spend on NASA in coming years, a top Chinese Air Force official is signaling his country now plans to put both defensive and offensive weapons in space. The 99s are celebrating their 80th anniversary this week. The Seattle area can't say it wasn't warned after almost two decades of hints from Boeing that pro-union laws risked creating a 21st century rust belt. Now that Boeing will build Dreamliners in South Carolina, will it prompt an exodus of suppliers to the Sun Belt? The Air Force has relieved a colonel of his command over nuclear assets at Minot, North Dakota, saying there was no misconduct or wrongdoing, just an inability to foster a culture of excellence. A Cessna 210 that landed in Liberal, Kansas last week was met by local authorities who seized 125 pounds of cocaine and arrested the plane's two occupants. A woman in Sheridan, Montana, has been convicted of making a bogus bomb report to officials at Butte's Burt Mooney Airport in 2007. She faces 5 years in jail and $250,000 in fines. And a former German pilot who was reportedly dumped by a Brazilian woman he met on the internet has taken up residence in the terminal at Viracopos Campinas International Airport. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, hear Arnold Palmer's opening day comments from NBAA 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.